To the dismay of the reformers, these core Catholic beliefs turned out to be Henry's too. So Henry's final position on matters of religion was this: a national church divorced from Rome but remarried to the English crown, stripped of cults and shows but still in essence Catholic. All things considered, Henry was pretty satisfied with the middle way he thought he'd found, which is what we see in this massive picture from the studio of Hans Holbein. King Henry, all-powerful, all-knowing, the guardian and ruler of the temporal and the spiritual realm. The Munchkins, grovelling at his feet, are the Guild of Barber Surgeons. They hail the king as the healer and the great physician, which is just how Henry liked to see himself in his final years. The Tudor medicine man who had laid the body of England on the operating table and cut out the cancers of popery and superstition. The patient was now fully recovered, the nation duly grateful, the operation a complete success. Except, of course, it wasn't. Because after Henry would come Henry's children, each with their own idea of what was best for the country's health. Edward, the heir apparent, and his half-sisters Mary and Elizabeth, both of whom were restored to the succession a few weeks before their father's death.